Good morning. My name is John Mark Nielsen, Executive Director at the Danish Immigrant Museum. At the museum, we have been busy preparing an exhibit celebrating the 140th anniversary of the beginning of the publication of Den Danske Pionier, the Danish Pioneer. This is a newspaper that continues to be published in both Danish and English every other week, now in Chicago. But 140 years ago, the paper was founded in Omaha, Nebraska, by an entrepreneurial man, the name Mark Hansen. Mark Hansen and his wife had come over to the United States after he had already lived quite an active life in Denmark. As a young boy, as the Danish army was marching by on their way to fight a rebellion in the duchies of Schleswig and Holstein, Mark Hansen had joined the army and fought on the side of the Danish forces, fighting against the German forces of those duchies that wanted to ally themselves with Prussia. After that war, he and his wife came under the influence of Mormon missionaries, and his wife and he converted and came to the United States in the 1850s. When so many Danes were converted to Mormonism, in part because the Book of Mormon was first translated into Danish, and in part because the Danish Constitution had been liberalized in 1849 and did allow Danish citizens to belong to other denominations, to other religious groups. And so he and his wife were influenced by these missionaries. I suspect, too, it helped that those who converted to the Mormon faith also became part of immigration companies that arranged for the transit of these individuals as they coming across the Atlantic into the United States. Arriving in Omaha, however, he and his wife had second thoughts and left the church, and Mark Hansen became actively involved as a storekeeper. This was just at the time that the American Civil War began, and so he joined the Nebraska Volunteers and served in the American Civil War as well. Coming back to Omaha, he felt that there was a need for a newspaper. Particularly came to this conclusion when other Danish immigrants to the community of Omaha had started a paper called the Nebraska Scandinavia, or the Nebraska Scandinavian, which was Republican in its leanings. Mark Hansen was a Democrat, and so he felt that there needed to be a Democratic voice, and so he founded his newspaper. Interestingly enough, Den Danske Pionier, the newspaper, was funded by Edward Creighton. Edward Creighton and his brother John had been builders of the first telegraph line across the United States. And so they had made much money in that endeavor, and indeed, as many of you might guess, that upon they left money for the founding of Creighton University. But Edward Creighton also supported Mark Hansen, and so it was with Edward Creighton's support that Mark Hansen was able to bring out his newspaper, Den Danske Pionier, the Danish Pioneer. Over the course of the next months, I will be telling you a little bit about the history of that newspaper. But more importantly, we have received a grant from the Nebraska Committee for the Humanities to create a traveling exhibit recording the history of this newspaper that, of course, still exists. Members of the area will be able to see the exhibit when Elkhorn celebrates its Tivoli Days over this coming Memorial Day weekend at the end of May. And so I hope that as you listen to these stories from the Danish Pioneer, Den Danske Pionier, you will be interested and visit Elkhorn, celebrate Tivoli Fest with us, but importantly, come to the Danish Immigrant Museum and learn more about this pioneer newspaper, Den Danske Pioneer. Thank you.